Fellow students of our Lord, I'm speaking to you this morning about an extremely sensitive matter. Let's ease into it this way. You probably remember that when you were a grade school student, every August you'd probably go out with your dad or mom and gather school supplies. You'd pick up the protractor, remember that, and the compass, and the maybe a ruler, some pencils, some wide-ruled paper. If you were lucky, that big 64 box of crayons. And you'd put them all in a backpack ready to take them to school, and all those supplies were meant to help you be a success in school. Well, God has supplied us with a big backpack full of things that would help us lead a good Christian life. And the chief items in there, of course, are what we call the means of grace, the word of the gospel, the holy sacraments, by which God comes to us with his grace, with his message of what Jesus has done for us, and works faith in our hearts so that we can receive the full benefit of God's grace, the forgiveness of our sins, and eternal life. That's the main thing in that backpack. But there are other items in there too. This morning we're going to talk about one of the chief ones, each other. Hear these words of God from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians in the chapter 6. Brothers, if a person is caught in some trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a person in a spirit of humility, carefully watching yourself so that you are not also tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. You all know the fight we're in. We just sang of it in the hymn, this fight against sin. That's what the apostle is talking about here. You know about it because you're engaged in this fight every day, as am I. And in these verses, God gives us some insight and then some direction. The insight is into how a Christian falls into sin. It says we're caught in it. It's as if we're walking along nicely in our Christian life and sneaking up from behind is this sin, and it catches us from behind, often by surprise. It's a trap set by Satan. No Christian plans to sin. If someone is planning to sin, they're risking not being a Christian at all. But we get careless, and we stop watching, and suddenly our old flesh surges up, and the devil catches us. You remember, I think, the last time that happened to you. It might be something really small at first, or so it seems, and we tell ourselves, well, that's just one time. I'm not going to do that again, but it'll be back. And pretty soon we might start to plan to do it again, and then we're risking not being a Christian anymore. We're becoming a slave to that sin, a slave to sin. Could happen to any of us. God says here when that happens, he has some direction. When that happens, we can help each other. In that backpack that God gives us to succeed in our Christian lives, we have each other. We don't have to fight sin ourselves. We do it with God's help, of course, and we can help each other. You may notice sometime in a Christian friend the burden of some sin, and it is a burden, and it will show up. Suddenly, they seem troubled. Maybe they stop going to chapel. They start to act strange around their old friends. Maybe start to avoid their friends. And you know why. You know what they're doing. And it's wrong. God says when you notice that, you have something to do. He says here, you who are spiritual, restore such a person. You who believe in Jesus have the Holy Spirit in you. And that Holy Spirit can work through you to help and to restore your Christian friend. The word picture here is of setting a broken bone back into place, something that was painful, that made the person useless. You can remove that pain and lift the burden and restore the usefulness of your friend. That's what's meant here by fulfilling the law of Christ. You're acting toward your friend as Jesus acted toward us. He saw us broken and useless and in pain and headed for the eternal pain of hell, and he restored us. You hear about it here every day in chapel. In fact, Jesus restores us here every day in chapel when we hear again how his life and death and resurrection has mended our lives and brought us to faith in him and made us God's children through that faith and has empowered us in this life and has set us on this path to an unimaginably beautiful future in heaven. So we know what Jesus did to restore us, and now he calls on us to restore one another to our proper place, to peace and to usefulness. What about if you are that person who is caught by a sin? It can happen to any of us. And I pray that if that happens, you will be approached by a Christian friend to talk about it. When that happens, don't get defensive. You know, that's our first impulse. It would be mine. Who are you to talk about, you know, it's none of your business. And then we had our pride on top of that sin. No, this Christian friend is coming to you out of love with God's command, this command in this text, to restore you, to pull you back, to help you repent, to turn around and mend your life before you become a slave to sin and no longer Christian. So hear this person's words gratefully. It's hard for them, but they're doing God's work in their love for you. But what then if you are the mender? What if you see a friend caught in a sin trap that's pulling them away from their Lord and their Savior? It's hard to do. It's a very sensitive situation. But talk to them. Talk to them. Don't be shy. You are doing it by God's command and with God's strength. But do it carefully. Do it humbly. There's no room here for superiority or even for accusation or condemnation, and certainly no delight in finding fault in somebody else. But you do it with affection, with real love, gently, humbly, because you know yourself and how easy it would be for you to fall into a sin trap too. And then use your supplies. Remember the other items in this backpack. Lead them back to the means of grace. Remind them of their baptism, where that gracious water washed their sins away, where they were buried with their Lord Jesus in baptism and then rose again with him to a new life, where God created in them this new person that can be renewed in holiness every day. And say to them, how can you throw your baptism away? And invite them back to the Lord's table, where in repentance they can receive the body and blood of their Lord and Savior given and shed for them on the cross, and with that receive the forgiveness of their sins that was won by him. And say to them, how can you turn your back on such a Savior? And then pray for them and pray with them. We have quite a powerful backpack full of supplies to help us lead a successful Christian life. And one of the most important items in that backpack is you yourself. What greater purpose can you serve in this life than to help restore a Christian friend back onto the path that leads them and us to eternal life? That's fulfilling the law of Christ. And for that privilege and for the strength to carry that out, we give thanks to God.